By the time Porcupine came out in 1983, Echo and the Bunnymen were already cemented as post-punk's brooding poet. Crocodiles was their raw and nervy declaration. Heaven Up Here was their storm cloud of paranoia. But Porcupine, that's the sound of a band climbing a mountain. Like, literally, parts of it were recorded in Iceland. And you can feel that sort of icy grandeur seeping into the groove. From the opening churn of the Cutter, all slicing riffs, Eastern tinged strings, and Ian McCulloch's messianic croon, you know the Bunnymen weren't playing it safe. This is just another jangly post-punk record. It's a strange, wind-swept epic where guitars sound like they were echoing off cliff faces, and the drums march like a tribe heading into battle. What makes Porcupine so fascinating is its push and pull between beauty and abrasion. You got Back of Love was a swagger of a pop single, but it's still knotted with, you know, jagged edges with tracks like Heads Will Roll and the title cut feel almost claustrophobic, then suddenly burst into moments of cathedral-sized atmosphere. And through it all, McCulloch sings like he's simultaneously delivering a sermon and auditioning for rock stardom. If Heaven Up Here was the band's rain-soaked hangover, then Porcupine is the fever dream that follows. It's strange, restless, and hypnotic. It's not the easiest Bunnymen album, but it might be their most ambitious, the one where they dared to stretch the definition of what post-punk could sound like. So looking back, you can hear Porcupine was the stepping stone to Ocean Rain, the band's grand masterpiece, but on its own, it's recorded blistering with tension and icy beauty, much like the title Animal. All spines on the outside, but something oddly majestic once you get close enough. So in conclusion, Porcupine isn't about comfort. It's about the thrill of being slightly on the edge. Put it on, let the chill wash over you, and you'll understand why the Bunnymen were always more than just another post-punk band. They were the architects of atmosphere. So if you haven't listened to this album, check it out. Let me know what you think.